Christian friends, we should like to meditate upon the words of the book of Hebrews, taken from the 11th chapter, beginning at verse 23. By faith, when Moses was born, his parents hid him 3 months, because they saw that he was a fine baby, and were not afraid of the king's order. By faith, Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter and preferred being mistreated with God's people to enjoying the short-lived pleasure of sin. He considered the abuse suffered by Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt without fearing the king's anger. He persisted as one who was constantly seeing him who can't be seen. In the name of our Savior, dear Christian friends, as you listen to the words of Ecclesiasticus, you are immediately reminded that life is just one big decision after another. And the question is, every time you face a decision, a turning point in the road, a road with a fork in it, whether you ought to be turning to the right or whether you ought to be turning to the left. Is it a time for an embrace, or is it a time not to embrace? Is it a time to gather stones, or is it a time to scatter them? Is it a time for war, or is it a time for peace? Is it a time for healing, or is it a time for disruption? And so we as Christians are constantly confronted with one decision. It may be a minor one, or with another decision, which may be a major one. Carol Valentine did a drama shortly after the Second World War, in which the stage opens, and there is on one side only a very dimly lit streetlight. And there on his hands and feet, on his hands and knees, is one who is intently searching, almost like the individual whom you have seen who has lost his contact lenses. And there, as he's groping about, a friend comes out of the darkness of the other part of the stage and asks him, "Have you lost something?" And the man who was so intently searching said, "I certainly have." He said, "I've lost my ring." And he said, "Oh, I'll help you look for it." And so they both get down, back down on their hands and knees, and search for that ring under that very dimly lit streetlight. And finally, after this has been going on for quite a while, the friend who joined the one who lost the ring said, "Are you sure you lost it over here?" And the man who was looking for it said, "No." He said, "I didn't lose it here. I lost it over there." And he said, "Well, then why in the world don't you look for the ring over there?" And the man searching said, "I don't. I can't, because there's no light over there." Oftentimes, we make decisions on that basis. We try to make decisions on the basis of counting noses, whether this is the right or the wrong thing to do. We sometimes make decisions because of the light of ease and less pain. We sometimes make decisions because it is so much more comfortable to do that where the little light is being shown.
Sometimes we make decisions because we have determined that this is the quickest way to get ahead. Sometimes we make decisions because they cause us the least effort and the least agony and with the simplest and most painless consequences.